The Pennsylvania system, based on silence and isolation, was competing with another model, the New York system, developed at Sing Sing. It's shown in this photograph. There, too, prisoners were forced into silence. But in New York, they worked together, in silent factory-style workshops, and ate together in huge silent dining halls. Virtually all U.S. prisons built in the 1800s were modeled on the New York system. But in Europe, South America, and Asia, the Pennsylvania system dominated. This system of physical isolation was expensive and cumbersome, and increasingly controversial. Even at Eastern State, where it was created, the Pennsylvania system gradually broke down. By the 1870s, half of all Eastern State's prisoners lived with a cellmate. Prison officials were determined to get Eastern's inmates back into isolation, and they began to build new cell blocks between the spokes of the original seven. Walk back into the center. The first door on your right is the South Corridor. You can see a system of mirrors midway down the corridor that allowed guards to maintain surveillance over two new cell blocks added in the 1870s. But the Pennsylvania system was doomed. In 1913, it was finally abandoned, and the corridors around you filled with men and women, finally able to speak freely among themselves. While you're here in the center, turn and notice the brass World War I plaque on the wall opposite the South Corridor. It thanks the prisoners who served their country by their inmate number only. The tour continues in cell block 4, through the first door to the right of the plaque. Press 9 and the green play button when you get there.